Which state will be the 10th to pass the tournament's convention resolution? Hi, I'm Philip Blumel. Happy Tournaments Day, February 27th. And welcome to No Uncertain Terms, the official podcast of the Tournaments Movement, published on February 10th, 2025. This is episode 257.
Your sanctuary from partisan politics.
Okay, so far, 9 states have officially applied for an amendment proposing convention under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution, limited to the subject of congressional term limits. Which state is next? 2 states have emerged as the top contenders early in 2025. Since our last podcast, 2 chambers have already passed the resolution, the Indiana Senate and the South Dakota House. And in both cases, the first committee hearings in their respective second chambers have already been scheduled. All right, here's our front runners then, Indiana and South Dakota. Of course, both chambers of the legislature have to approve the resolution for the state to have officially made the application for the tournament's convention. Oh, and by the way, governors don't have to sign off on Article 5 resolutions. At the heels of Indiana and South Dakota, however, are about a half dozen other states where the resolutions have been introduced for 2025. These include Arizona and South Carolina, where the resolution has already passed their first House committee votes on their way to the floor. In South Carolina, the resolution has been introduced in the Senate as well, but there hasn't been a committee vote yet. Other states, Georgia, Mississippi, Kansas, Arkansas, Ohio, Nebraska, Montana. Now, did I mention your state? If so, please go to termlimits.com/takeaction. One word. termlimits.com/takeaction and find your state. There is a take action button next to it. Click it, and there you will be able to send a quick message to the relevant lawmakers in your state. Please do this right now, because this legislation is currently on their desks. Okay, maybe Indiana has a bit of an edge in becoming the next state to pass the tournament's convention. After all, last year, the Indiana House did pass the tournament's convention, but the Senate rejected it. Now, since then, Indiana elected a new governor, former U.S. Senator Mike Brown, who is an active proponent of the resolution, and also the U.S. Tournament State Chair of the state of Indiana, Michael Beckwith, was elected as Lieutenant Governor of Indiana. So the leadership is on board. Okay, fast forward to 2025. This year, we started in the Senate, the chamber we lost last year, and won it. The effort was led by Senator Andy Zay and passed with 31 yeas to 18 nays. You can't count your chickens before they hatch. But all this indicates that Indiana might have the edge in this race. But wait a minute. South Dakota has an ace in the hole. House sponsor Taylor Ray Rehfeldt. Having shepherded the resolution successfully through the House 42-24, including picking up every Democratic vote in this red state along the way, she is actively advocating the Senate version. In a recent op-ed in the Dakota Scout, she wrote, "South Dakota leads by example. Our citizen legislature operates under term limits, and it works. As a former assistant majority leader, I've seen what can be accomplished when leaders focus on solutions instead of personal ambition. Congress should follow South Dakota's lead and implement term limits to restore trust in government." Opponents of term limits argue that experience is invaluable and that elections serve as a natural check, but we know better. Incumbents have built-in advantages that make it difficult for new candidates to compete. Long-term incumbency breeds complacency, special interest influence, and a system focused on re-election, not results. Responsible term limits would level the playing field, ensuring a government that reflects the people, not entrenched politicians. Just last week, the House passed HJR 5002, taking a crucial step forward. Now we need your help. Contact your legislators and tell them to support the resolution. Right. Well, now, you know how to do that. termlimits.com/takeaction. Meanwhile, things are happening fast. In some states, including Arizona, The leadership is on board, and they view the term limits convention as a legislative priority. Here's the Arizona House Speaker, Steve Montenegro, calling for its passage.
First of all, I want to appreciate your time this morning to hear this subject. Unlike perhaps other issues, this is actually an issue that voters understand clearly. And it has overwhelming support by voters here in Arizona as well. 85%, even among Republicans, independents, or Democrats. It's a nonpartisan issue. Federal government is broken. It has continues to ignore the voice of the people at the state level. In my opinion, we have an administration coming in that understands the voice of the people better. But even then, when other politicians cycle through, they don't. It's dysfunctional, it's broken, it's unwilling to repair itself. That's why this is important. Congress is supposed to be service, public service. And then they're supposed to be returning back home to live the lives with their families, with their communities. But it's turned into something that does not represent that or reflect that. And that's why I'm bringing this forward. This is something that in my heart I've supported for years and I've brought forward, because this is what the founders, the writers of the Constitution gave us as states to get, not only get Congress attention, but also to flex our constitutional muscle, we the people. So I believe that as Arizona has taken the lead on various other issues, this is another issue that we must take the lead on, restoring the trust and functionality of the federal government. And we can do that by passing House Concurrent Resolution 2041.
Thank you, Speaker. Will we have our first full state on board in 2025 by term limits day, February 27th? Stay tuned. Speaking of term limits day, February 27th, it's that time of year again. The idea behind term limits day is simple enough. On February 27th each year, everyone is encouraged to make a show of public support for term limits. Now, this can be as simple as posting a term limits sign on your yard or wearing a term limits t-shirt or hat on term limits day. We'll be Facebooking, tweeting, or Xing, I guess, and promoting videos on social media using the hashtag Term Limits Day to send a message to remind our federal and state representatives that the masses support term limits. Remind the politicians that our support is not passive. We're watching. We expect action from representatives, and we expect it now. Why February 27th? Well, February 27th commemorates the ratification of the 22nd Amendment in 1951, which imposed term limits on the President of the United States. It's a reminder that, yes, it is possible to amend the Constitution to add term limits. It has been done. So here are some ideas for Term Limits Day, February 27th, activism. You can find this list at termlimits.com/termlimitsday. First, this is so easy, share graphics on social media. Make them yourself or cut and paste from termlimits.com/digital tools. One word, digital tools. Post a pro term limits sign in your yard. Just for the week prior to Term Limits Day, or if you live in a restrictive community, just on Term Limits Day itself. You can make one of your own, or you can get one from your term limit state coordinator, or purchase one from the store at termlimits.com/store. One project I do locally is to encourage people to get a pro term limit sign. I have one, and keep it in your garage. Every year, when Term Limits Day comes, post it in your yard. I keep a list of people I've given signs to, and I just remind them come February that, hey, it's time to put your sign out your yard. Organize a sign waving at a busy intersection. This is easy and it's fun. Grab a couple friends and make some homemade signs. Honk if you love term limits and enjoy the public support you'll hear from passersby. Happy Term Limits Day, February 27th. Another great sign. Or make it into a banner and throw it over a busy overpass during rush hour. Let's help drivers get in the spirit of the holiday. I've been telling you that if you live in one of the states where the Term Limits Convention bill is being considered, to send a message to your representative using the termlimits.com/takeaction page. But what if you live in a state where The bill is not introduced, and there's no current action to take on legislation. Contact your legislator and wish them a happy Tournaments Day, February 27th. Just remind them that you favor a Congressional Term Limits Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. To facilitate this, you can use the termlimits.com/legislators page. termlimits.com/legislators. Last, take a selfie using a Happy Term Limits Day, February 27th sign. Post it on your social media, tagging U.S. Term Limits. Send an email to all your friends wishing them a Happy Term Limits Day, February 27th, and suggesting they sign the Citizens Online Petition for Congressional Term Limits at termlimits.com. Be creative, whatever you feel comfortable doing. Just make sure someone sees you doing it. In South Florida, you'll be likely to see Happy Term Limits Day, February 27th billboards while driving on I-95. Next, for the record, U.S. Term Limits does not employ U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell or U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi to advocate for congressional term limits. Indeed, both have actively opposed term limits over their long careers. However, their continued struggles with the natural vagaries of age, combined with their dogged attachment to power, have made them unintentional poster children for the reform. Last week, Mitch McConnell, a 40-year veteran of the U.S. Senate and former majority leader, was escorted out of the Capitol in a wheelchair after the 82-year-old senator fell twice in short succession. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, age 84, and herself a 38-year veteran of the U.S. House, including stints as the House Speaker, was seen hobbling to her van last Thursday, struggling to maintain her balance following her hip replacement surgery. Pelosi fell on a marble staircase at the Grand Ducal Palace in Luxembourg at the end of last year. None of us are getting any younger, and we can respect their difficulties, but most of us are also not serving in the U.S. Congress. Journalist and pundit John Fund was asked about the most recent McConnell incident by Sky News Australia recently.
I'm thrilled to be joined now by another great friend of the program, political journalist John Fund. Thank you so much for coming on the program. And I want to start off here and get your thoughts on Senator Mitch McConnell, who has suffered a bit of an incident, a bit of a fall. Now, anybody can have an accident, anybody can have a trip, things like that. But this comes after he also had that bizarre moment where he froze up on camera last year. John, you've written about this before here. Is this a case for the need for the U.S. to have term limits on senators to avoid, well, exactly this sort of thing?
Well, I think it's necessary because if we don't have term limits, I'll tell you what the American people are going to do. They're going to put an age limit on Congress. North Dakota has already voted one. You can't serve after the age of 80 from that state. Look, the average age of the United States Senate is now over 65. And that means there are a lot of people who are past their prime. And one of the reasons why Joe Biden was able to hide in plain sight his frailty is there were a lot of senators who didn't want to make that an issue. Otherwise, the spotlight would have turned on them.
The success of the term limits movement over the last year or two has rekindled my personal interest in the last heyday of the term limits movement back in the 1990s. Recall that between 1990 and 1994, 23 states successfully, via the initiative process primarily, term limited their congressional delegations. It's so easy to forget this, as the Supreme Court shot down those term limits in the 5-4 split decision in 1995's U.S. Term Limits versus Thornton. Anyway, I was thumbing through a copy of John Armour's old book, Why Term Limits? First, I love the subtitle, Because They Have It Coming. But seriously, this book was an activist handbook at the time, telling the whole story from the angles of history, current politics, philosophy, law, and stats. It's quite dated. It was published in 1994. But what's interesting is that 1994 places it in the midst of the nationwide term limits victories, and it is full of the optimism and fire that characterized that period. Those were heady days. While many of the specific examples and stats are dated, they're not out of date, because nothing's changed. How about this quote? Special interests donate 90% of their money to incumbents because 95% of incumbents win. Because special interests donate 90% of their money, you get the idea. Close quote. Yeah, we do. Those numbers are still accurate. Nothing has changed after Democratic Congresses and Republican Congresses, Democratic presidents, Republican presidents, because the system hasn't changed. Some things never change, but Congress will when we pass term limits. Happy Term Limits Day, February 27th.
Like the show? You can help by subscribing and leaving a 5-star review on both Apple and Spotify. It's free.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of No Uncertain Terms. The Term Limits Convention bills are moving through the state legislatures. This could be a breakthrough year for the Term Limits movement. To check on the status of the Term Limits Convention resolution in your state, go to termlimits.com/takeaction. There, you will see if it has been introduced and where it stands in the committee process on its way to the floor vote. If there's action to take, you'll see a Take Action button by your state. Click it. This will give you the opportunity to send a message to the most relevant legislators, urging them to support the legislation. They have to know you are watching. That's termlimits.com/takeaction. If your state has already passed the Term Limits Convention resolution, or the bill's not been introduced in your state, you can still help. Please consider making a contribution to U.S. Term Limits. It is our aim to hit the reset button on the U.S. Congress, and you can help. Go to termlimits.com/donate. termlimits.com/donate. Thanks. We'll be back next week.
Find us on most social media at U.S. Term Limits. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and now LinkedIn.
STL.